Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Most persistent myth in real estate is that the only good time to sell your home is during the spring and summer months. The reality is there are always people ready to buy a home, especially in Metro DC. Consider this. If home sellers tend to believe this myth, then less people will list their homes in the winter, but the same amount of buyers are still looking for homes. Our area supports a lot of military and government workers that need to buy at all times of the year. Therefore, with fewer homes on the market, demand for those homes will go up, and this translates to a faster close and more money for you. I'm a West Point grad and military vet, and here's my guarantee. Don't fear the winter, regardless of the time of the year. If I can't sell your home, then I'll buy it.
To learn more from Frank, go to itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com. And don't forget to tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 for more real truth about real estate. Visit itrustfrank.com today.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Been a little bit busy on the Maryland Beltway. Let's start first out of College Park. We have two problems now. First, 95 and around to Georgia Avenue for the stop and go where we had the three-car crash. It's been cleared out of the travel lanes for a while. It's just trying to recover. Now, once you get by there, then you're okay as you head past Connecticut Avenue toward the exit for 270. New crash. And I'm looking at it right now on the camera. There is no help on the scene. So keep alert. If you're coming around the big curve and off of the 270 spur, the accident is going to be after River Road. In the actually, the two cars involved are on the shoulder, but there's a lot of debris in the left lane. So everyone's getting out of the left lane, and the response is heading there. Again, this is brand new on the Maryland Beltway after River Road before you get to the American Legion Bridge crash left side. Now, getting up to the Beltway out of Potomac, the obstacle's been in the intersection of River Road and Bradley Boulevard, still with the crash. I still see two cars waiting on the tow truck there. And heading in through town on the 11th Street Bridge before we merge onto the freeway for the crash. Big delays off of 295, both northbound, southbound, as you head into town. But again, latest problem, Beltway, Maryland after River Road, new crash, left side. No help on the scene yet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Average high 44, today sunny 51. Tonight down to 38, suburbs colder. Tomorrow 61, increasing clouds. Hey, we'll get a little rain tomorrow night. Chance of rain on Sunday. Sunday's highs in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigey, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 17 in Manassas, 22 in Gaithersburg, 28 in Washington. President Trump's about to address the World Economic Forum in Davos. See it live right now at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
Hey, happy Friday morning. Joining us here in about 10 minutes will be Steve Moore. He's an economist at the Heritage Foundation, and he is with the president in Davos, so we're going to talk to him about what's going on over there, making deals in Davos. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonies.
Well, the strongest voices in the immigration debate hate the White House's new plan. Mark Krikorian says he's burning his MAGA hat, and you've got Democrats saying the Statue of Liberty weeps. Why is that? What's in the middle of all this? Let's talk to Josh Krasher. He's the politics editor at National Journal. Josh, good morning. And can you explain to us what each side despises about the White House's plan?
Well, good morning, Vincent and Mary. Compromises are usually politically difficult. That's why we haven't seen many, many bipartisan compromises in the last 10 years or so in Congress, because you have to give up something to get something. And you're right. I mean, the more conservative hardliners on immigration in the House have a lot to dislike about the bill, because it gives a pathway to citizenship in 10 to 12 years for not just the Dreamers, but also some of their family members as well. And that's one thing that Krikorian has been opposed to. And then you also have House Democrats who don't want anything that reduces legal immigration. They look at a lot of the restrictionist policies in this compromise and don't want to bargain at all with the White House. And they view this as much too conservative. They may be willing to give more funding for a wall in addition for protecting the Dreamers, but they don't want to change immigration policy fundamentally.
And I mean, and also, regardless of sort of the emotional implications of all of this and however heartfelt you are towards immigration, the cynical political side of this is Democrats stand to gain immensely from having high degrees of legal immigration into the United States, because the overwhelming majority of those immigrants become Democratic voters if they become U.S. citizens.
Yeah, I mean, there's a political calculation, perhaps, but I think this is, I mean, when you have a moral issue like this, it's hard to compromise generally, and that's what you're seeing. And this is a bill without a constituency. It seems like Tom Cotton and David Perdue in the Senate have been behind it. I think if you actually, you know, the people who are most supportive of this compromise seem to be a lot of Senate Republicans, but you need 60 votes in the Senate. I'm not sure if folks like Lindsey Graham or Jeff Flake, some of the more center-left folks on immigration, are going to get behind this.
Right.
And then based on the reaction from a lot of House Republicans, I'm not sure if they're going to get behind it either. So I don't know who's the base for this compromise.
So that brings up an interesting point, because the president has apparently reportedly told people that he said, I'm not going to sign off on this unless I get sign off from both Tom Cotton and Mark Meadows, who's in the House and runs the House Freedom Caucus. Tom Cotton's already put out a statement saying he's supportive of the president's plan. Mark Meadows is in Davos with the president, and we haven't seen a statement from him yet that I'm aware of, but it looks like he's about at least halfway there.
By the way, that's the last thing I thought I'd hear, that Mark Meadows is in Davos.
Yeah.
But that aside, this is what makes immigration politics so difficult, because ultimately the way to get a bill passed, a compromise for DACA, is that you get something that both like a Lindsey Graham and a Mark Meadows can get behind. And I don't know if that's possible. I don't know if there's anything, any compromise, any piece of legislation that can get both the moderates in the Senate that don't want more immigration restrictions, and also the liberals in the House, who basically are very hesitant to accept any tougher enforcement measures.
You know, what's interesting about this, and one thing that bothers the Republicans, is that the outline says that there won't be any new applications for the visa lottery and the chain migration categories. All right, so that would. That would still continue. If you already have your paperwork in, you've already applied, that's going to continue. Well, the backlog for that was estimated at about 17 years. So you're talking 15 to 20 years of people still doing this, third cousin's wife's brother coming into the country. And the Cotton and Goodlatte bills, both grandfathered people on the waiting list who were within 1 year of getting their applications adjusted. Everybody else, sorry, you know, it's changed. Why the switch for Tom Cotton, do you think?
Well, Tom Cotton is a guy, when he talks about immigration, he kind of focuses on the economic aspects of it, that, you know, people are competing with working class voters in his home state, and that's a big emphasis of his when he talks about the issue. The citizenship issue is, I mean, Ted Cruz came out against the bill, and he was talking about the fact that he was upset about the fact that the bill provides too many people with a pathway to citizenship. So even among the conservatives on immigration, you have the people who focus on the economic angle, the people that focus on the cultural angle, there are people that focus on the national security angle. So even among the people who generally share the same views on immigration, you're all over the map in how people see this bill and what the emphasis that they want. So that's, I mean, immigration policy has always been difficult. It's been difficult ever since George W. Bush tried to get a comprehensive package back in 2006. And it's not going to be any easier with the divisions in our country.
Yesterday, there was Jason Riley from the Wall Street Journal was on Special Report. And I want to play for you what he said about Democrats' intentions on this bill. Listen.
I think the real question here, we don't know the answer to, is whether Democrats really want a deal or whether they want this issue for the midterm elections. Dick Durbin reveals what the president said in a private meeting to blow up any discussions. Chuck Schumer's kind of come out and said a wall is off the table, knowing that that will end discussions. Do the Democrats really want a deal, or do they just want this issue to bash Republicans with come November?
What's the answer to that question, Josh Crasher?
I agree partly, and I don't know if it's about politics as much as it is about just values among people who care or on the left about this issue. I mean, they don't want anything related to enforcement or illegal immigration restrictions as part of a DACA package. They won't accept anything on that front. So I think it's a non-starter for not just liberal House Democrats, but a lot of Democrats in the Senate, certainly those running for president in 2020 as well. The other angle of it, though, is in the red state Democratic circle, where you have folks like Claire McCaskill and John Tester, and a lot of these red state Democrats running for re-election this year. They want this off the table. They would love to see some kind of compromise. That's why Chuck Schumer folded so early in trying to shut down the government because of DACA, because he knew he was a political loser for all these senators. So I think there are a lot of, at least in the Senate side, there are a lot of Democrats that would love to take immigration off the table, would love to have some kind of compromise if it was in their favor. But there are a lot of louder voices in the base and also the House Democratic side of this equation that are going to make it a lot.
But what's worse for the Democratic Party, not having a solution to DACA or passing Trump's compromise?
I think that they would right now rather not deal with DACA, that they could probably fight it in the courts rather than deal with a compromise that rejiggers the immigration system.
Mm-hmm. And if we don't get some kind of a deal on immigration by the self-imposed deadline of, I think it's February 8th, do we see another government shutdown?
Senator Schumer does not want. I mean, I think the lesson of the last shutdown, the Seinfeld shutdown, which was really about very little, is that there wasn't a political game for the Democrats, and Schumer was worried about his moderates. I think that's unlikely, but Nancy Pelosi seems to be more eager for a fight than Chuck Schumer.
That's a great line. The Seinfeld shutdown. Seinfeld, a show about nothing, and that was a government shutdown about nothing.
That's
Josh Krauser, thanks as always. Really appreciate you enlightening us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. It's 8:15 now. Coming up next, Steve Moore will be joining us.
And it's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heads up on the Maryland Beltway new accident. I now see fire and rescue units at the scene of this crash now. So if you are coming off of the 270 spur or around the Beltway out of Bethesda before Old Georgetown Road, the crash is going to be after River Road, but before the American Legion Bridge, and it's in the left lane. So now it looks like fire truck ambulances at the scene there. Stay to the right to get by. Getting to the Beltway River Road, we are still bunched up heading through Potomac, the crash inbound River Road at Bradley Boulevard. Needed to get two tow trucks in there. A couple cars were involved in that crash here early this morning. Now, top side of the Beltway, College Park, the Silver Spring slowing. We're in great shape still at the Wilson Bridge outer loop. Through Forestville's been okay. It's been the inner loop passing 214, a little bit below speed. Virginia Beltway, nice and quiet. Other tough spots, 295 jam northbound off the Beltway to the 11th Street Bridge, where crews are trying to get that crash on the inbound 11th Street Bridge to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather continues to work back in. We'll get milder until tomorrow, and then we'll get some showers in by tomorrow night. Clear this morning, cold, sunny later, 51. Overnight tonight, mainly clear and 38. Sun and some late day clouds tomorrow, 61. A little light rain tomorrow night, chance of rain Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 30 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL. Us now, Steve Moore. He's an economist at the Heritage Foundation. Steve, good morning and welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. So glad to have you.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I'm watching the president on my screen now. This is an amazing moment to see Donald Trump lecture all of these intellectual elites from all over the world on how to grow the economy. It's a wonderful moment, you know. And I was in Davos last year, and they treated him like he was going to – well, he wasn't there, but I was there. They acted as if he was the second coming of Adolf Hitler. And it's amazing what a difference a year makes. And he's actually been treated almost as a hero there because of what's happened with the U.S. economy.
Yeah, if we could just get all those people to come here and vote. we have some of that I want to share with the audience because they're not getting, for the people who maybe aren't hearing it right now, I'd like to share that and get your response to some of the things that the president is now saying.
The United States is once again experiencing strong economic growth. The stock market is smashing one record after another and has added more than $7 trillion in new wealth since my election. Consumer confidence, business confidence, and manufacturing confidence are the highest they have been in many decades.
So can the president win liberals in this country over by virtue of the economy?
Of course. I mean, it's always the economy, stupid. Now, it's not only the economy, but this roaring economy is something we haven't seen in, since the Reagan years, really. And you look at, he's just picked off all of the statistics of how well the economy is doing, the lowest unemployment insurance claims in 40 years, lowest black unemployment rate, $7 trillion in increase in wealth. I mean, it's such a good news story that it almost transcends spin, right? I mean, liberals don't quite know how to respond to this, but Trump is on a roll. And by the way, the tax cut's only a month old. That's the most amazing thing. And almost every day, we're seeing another news announcement of an American company that's increasing wages, increasing bonuses, increasing pay, hiring more workers. You know, I have to say, as one of the architects of the Trump plan a couple of years ago, this is working better than even I thought it would.
Yeah, you have a lot to pat yourself on the back for. Let me ask you, and we're patting you too, by the way. Let me ask you about the fact that, you know, the president's making this pitch, obviously trying to attract more business to the United States. But are there other important messages to the U.S. economy doing well?
Well, one of the messages that Trump has put out in this speech is follow our lead. You know, this is very much a Reagan message. You know, Reagan rebuilt the U.S. economy and thereby rebuilt the world economy. I mean, I remember in the late 70s, the not just the U.S. economy, the world was in a massive mini depression. Reagan pulled us out of that by cutting taxes, regulations. It's just so interesting to me that Trump is using that game plan, and it has worked. And what his message has been to these world leaders is follow our lead. We've got it right. We've got the right formula. It's so interesting, too, because, of course, these world leaders loved Barack Obama, right? They thought he really was the guy who walked on water. And yet the economy, although it grew very slowly in the U.S. and around the world. And one other quick thing is, you know, the world economy is picking up. There's no doubt about it. But that's because the American economy has picked up. Right. And we're the hub of the world economy.
You know, speaking of the Heritage Foundation rates the presidents and how much of their agenda they accomplish. And the Heritage Foundation just reviewed the first year of President Trump, and they found that he had exceeded the first year of Ronald Reagan's presidency in promises delivered on.
Amazing, isn't it? And, you know, I have to say that when I first met Donald Trump, you know, a couple of years ago, I wasn't sure whether he would, you know, pursue a conservative agenda. But down the line, and I worked for, you know, the campaign for Trump, and I worked in the Reagan administration, and look, I think Ronald Reagan belongs on Mount Rushmore. But, you know, so far you'd have to say Trump has actually pursued an even more conservative agenda than Reagan has. I mean, look at the people he's put on the court. Look what he's done for the economy. Look what he's done for pro-life. Just down the road, down the whole agenda, you can't really find much to disagree with Trump in terms of what he's done. I mean, how many of these other Republican candidates would have pulled us out of the out of that crazy climate change deal? So I got to give him an A-.
All right, here's a little bit more from the president talking about wanting more investment in the United States.
The world is witnessing the resurgence of a strong and prosperous America. I'm here to deliver a simple message. There has never been a better time to hire, to build, to invest, and to grow in the United States. America is open for business, and we are competitive once again.
All right, Steve, you know, I want to ask you, and moving on from that, because you did address that, about immigration. I just heard a click. Is that Steve, you gone? He is gone.
He's
that
gone.
Click, I'm very perceptive.
Look at
did
you.
Did you like that?
Yeah, well, if we get him back,
disappeared. He must have been so impressed with the president's speech, he just had to run away.
He had to run away and go just hear the rest of it. Well, thank you, Steve Moore. We appreciate you.
By the way, if you're interested in catching up on the speech, you can catch up on it right now on WMAL.com. It's broadcasting live there, so you can see the president in action speaking at the World Economic Forum.
I'm hearing criticism from the left about, oh, he's America first. America first is a terrible thing. It's really not a terrible thing, because it's not just America first. It's also everyone taking care of it's not America only is what they're saying. America first, but not America only is the spin on what the president is saying in Davos. And look, it's playing well to an international audience that understands exactly what the president is saying to them, saying, look, it's not wrong to look out for your country and do what's in the best interest for your people. Just like it's not wrong for America to do what's in the best interest of our people.
More from the president's speech in Davos in a moment, as well as CNN's behavior lately has been just as hilarious as ever. We'll share it with you soon. 823 on WMAL.
If you're planning to sell your home, I recommend you call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams. Your home sold guaranteed in writing. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
You know, recently I met with Patrick Coleman and the guys over at Jim Coleman Cadillac in Bethesda. I've been telling you about them. They let me drive that ATS, and I drove it like crazy. I had a fantastic time. In fact, I was actually in a 2018 Cadillac Escalade this week, and it was incredible. Shockingly nice. And I got to be in it at nighttime, so I got to see those gorgeous lights on that beautiful vehicle. So it was pretty neat. It was very comfortable. Enjoyed everything about it. The folks at Jim Coleman Cadillac can give you the very same experience I'm talking about. They're eager to earn your business, and it's not a hard sell at all. Trust me. The cars are gorgeous. They're luxurious. They're powerful. What more could you ask for in a car? A Cadillac from Jim Coleman Cadillac is absolutely the way to go. Check it out. For the very best deal, tell Patrick Coleman that Vince sent you.
One of the most common New Year's resolutions is to spend less and save more. Too many times we are told the way to achieve financial stability now, or in retirement, is to cut our expenses. How exciting does that sound? Instead of downgrading your lifestyle, why not learn to create an extra source of income? Ever wonder what it takes to generate active income from the markets? Online Trading Academy would like to invite you to a free half-day class where you will see exactly what it takes to develop that skill. Call 877-304-TRADE. And when you register, they'll send you a Wall Street Insider's kit so you can get started right away. Call 877-304-TRADE. They will even throw in a free extra ticket so you can invite a friend to this potentially life-changing class. Call 877-304-TRADE or go online to otaclass.com. Online Trading Academy can teach you the skills to make money when the markets go up or down. Call 877-304-TRADE. That's 877-304-8723 or OTAClass.com.
It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives and Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's go through town through Van Ness over near UDC, University District of Columbia. Southbound Connecticut Avenue, right as you try to come past the light there at Van Ness Street Northwest. That's where you have a crash, so watch for police. Direct around there, a few extra minutes needed. Patience for sure. Around the Beltway, latest problem has been the crash on the Maryland Beltway outer loop as you come off of the 270 spur and heading in toward Virginia. The crash is going to be after River Road, but before you get to the American Legion Bridge, still with the left lane blocked, MDOT truck is there. A lot of debris in that left lane, so everyone's avoiding that. Big delays now as you merge off of 270 out of Rockville and coming around out of Bethesda on that stretch of the Beltway. Inner loop still have a little bit of volume here as you head south of 50, John Hanson Highway, to get you past 214 Forestville with the crash reported before Route 4. We knew that looked suspiciously slow, so help should be there now. On the 11th Street Bridge inbound, still had the accident activity over to the shoulder. Major delays continue as a result. 295 north back at the Capitol Beltway. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time parking. We all need to save some time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather continues to work back in. We'll get milder until tomorrow, and then we'll get some showers in by tomorrow night. Clear this morning, cold, sunny later, 51. Overnight tonight, mainly clear and 38. Sun and some late day clouds tomorrow, 61. A little light rain tomorrow night, chance of rain Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 30 degrees at 827 on WMAL.
The people around you are getting wise. You have a problem and everybody knows it. Your addiction is destroying your life. How many friends will you lose? What's next? Your job, your family, your life? You've got one shot at this. Make your first call count. Call Banyan Treatment Centers now at 800-793-4977. Banyan Treatment Centers can help you find the right treatment program and even help with family interventions. You or your loved one can be enrolled in the right treatment program today. Make the phone call. Get into treatment today and save your life. Call Banyan Treatment Centers now at 800-793-4977. Addiction specialists are ready to help you or a loved one now. The consultation is free and completely confidential. Do something while you still can. Call Banyan Treatment Centers now, 800-793-4977. That's 800-793-4977.
Perhaps you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains. Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
At the Big Screen Store, big game savings start now. Get a Samsung 85-inch 4K TV for just $29.99. Whoa, an 85-inch Samsung 4K for just $29.99? That's big. Or get a curved Samsung 65-inch 4K TV for just $9.99.
Now that's a great price.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Want a new home theater to watch the big games? We've got that comfy cinema seating and an amazing selection of home theater furniture you've always wanted.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Big game savings start now only at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Bring your family to trek through time and see amazing realistic dinosaurs and dragons and discover the dinosaurs time trek this Friday through Sunday at the DC Armory. Book tickets now at discoverthedinosaurs.com for this brand new family experience.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to be joined by Jessica Vaughn from the Center for Immigration Studies to get their take on the president's immigration framework that was just released last night. Find out if they're happy about that or not. And CNN endorsing something that some of you may probably just not agree with, actually most of you. 8:30 WMAL News, that's next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump touting a resurgent U.S. economy at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland.
America first does not mean America alone. When the United States grows, so does the world. American prosperity has created countless jobs all around the globe. And the drive for excellence, creativity, and innovation in the U.S. has led to important discoveries that help people everywhere live more prosperous and far healthier lives.
Mr. Trump spoke a few minutes ago in Davos. Meanwhile, the president is labeling as fake news a report in the New York Times saying that last June, he tried to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
But his White House top lawyer, Don McGahn, who was his lawyer throughout the presidential campaign, stepped in and urged the president not to do that, even apparently going so far as saying he would quit.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Maryland tax officials say 7 out of 10 Marylanders will get a tax cut at the federal level thanks to the Republican bill signed into law just before the end of the year. But Comptroller Peter Franco says they're still assessing the impact of changes in the federal law.
The cap of $10,000 to allow property tax or state income tax to be deducted is obviously a lot less than most people will be paying. The question is, what does the governor and the legislative leaders make of this unbelievably complicated subject?
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 26,393, the NASDAQ at 74,11. Sports sponsored by Timeshare Exit Team, the Thunder beat the Wizards in Oklahoma City. Alex Ovechkin scores his 30th goal of the season as the Caps beat Florida. College basketball, another win for the Maryland women. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your lifestyle, call Timeshare Exit Team at 844-981-EXIT. That's 844-981-EXIT. Or visit timeshareexitteam.com.
You hear that? You've got to listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best cardio machine on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? Bring home your own Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication. With a new location now open in Fredericksburg.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Superpowers of Today presents Ms. Zero. Ms. Zero, can you fly like a bird?
No.
Read minds?
No.
Shoot lasers from your fingertips?
Nope. My superpower is a 0% APR credit card.
Impossible!
Not really. With my Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union Visa Signature Rewards card, I get 0% APR on purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers.
Why, it's like magic!
Well, actually, it's more like math.
Let Zero be your hero at Commonwealth One. Get an introductory 0% APR with a Visa Signature Rewards card for the first 6 months with no annual or balance transfer fees. And earn points for cash, travel, and merchandise. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Offer valid through April 30th. Eligible to new cardholders only. Visit cofcu.org/radio for full details. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first of the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, boy, this Friday morning has been great on our Virginia ride through Annandale Tyson's. A little bit lighter than normal for that whole beltway. The Maryland Beltway, though, we've had a problem. Change for the better, though. The crash, outer loop. This is our latest one that we've had after River Road, but before the American Legion Bridge, they've cleared from that left lane. So everything confined to the shoulder, but the pressure on 270 as you try to merge out of Rockville. And coming around out of Bethesda, before you even get to the exit for 270, so be prepared. And then passing Old Georgetown Road, but up ahead, that crash has been cleared out of the travel lane, so you should see some improvement. Now, also had delays as you come out of New Carrollton south of 50, and that's to head into Forestville. The crash was before Route 4. On the inbound 11th Street Bridge, longstanding crash was still giving us a distraction there. They're trying to confine that all to the shoulder, but need to get a tow truck in there. Delays off of 295, 395, brief delays in Landmark, briefly at the 14th Street Bridge, and no problems right now on 66. The ride pretty smooth out of Gainesville up through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear today, 51. Tonight will fall back only to 38 degrees. The suburbs will be a little colder. Saturday, sunshine to clouds, 61 degrees. The rain comes in late Saturday night. Chance of rain Sunday. Sunday's highs low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 21 in Dumfries, 19 in Bowie, 28 in Washington. And Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
When it comes to terrorism, we will do whatever is necessary to protect our nation. We will defend our citizens and our borders. We are also securing our immigration system as a matter of both national and economic security. America is a cutting-edge economy, but our immigration system is stuck in the past. We must replace our current system of extended family chain migration with a merit-based system of admissions that selects new arrivals based on their ability to contribute to our economy, to support themselves financially, and to strengthen
our country.
That was the President of the United States moments ago in his speech in Davos. Joining us now to discuss an immigration policy that just came out from the White House yesterday on all of this is Jessica Vaughn. She's the Director of Policy Studies for the Center for Immigration Studies. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. I want to mention, you know, Mark Krikorian, who's the executive director over there at CIS, has said it's time to start burning the MAGA hats, he said, in reaction to the White House's new immigration policy. Tell us why you're not happy with it.
Well, that's going to be the reaction a lot of people have, because this framework that was announced doesn't actually accomplish the things that the president has been saying he wanted to accomplish with the DACA deal. First of all, it's an amnesty for 2.5 times more people than the illegal immigrants who have DACA. So it's a much bigger amnesty than has been on the table, really. Secondly, an amnesty would not be such a huge deal if it were accompanied by offsets in chain migration that's inevitable under our current system. And this framework doesn't cut chain migration for at least 10 or 15 years because it allows everyone who's currently on the visa waiting list to come in at some point in the future. So that's what we're talking about, 3.9 million people who are on that immigrant visa waiting list, plus the 1.8 million green cards for the people getting the amnesty. That's a huge increase in legal immigration. It's going to put pressure on the labor market, and there's no end in sight.
So with that math,
migration benefits don't happen until down the road.
With that math, you're talking about up to 6 million new citizens over the course of the next 15 years or so.
That's right.
Okay, so
new legal permanent residents, new people with green cards who are on a path to citizenship.
So let me also ask you. I know that we've seen some reporting that there was a conference call yesterday with groups like yours in the White House. Stephen Miller, Jonathan Swan, saying that it was feisty. A lot of them hate the proposal. Can you tell us about that at all? Was your group involved in a call with the White House yesterday, and what was that like?
We were involved. It was an off-the-record call, though, so I can talk about the framework as it was presented.
Okay, so outside of that call, then,
obviously, yeah, the reaction has been very critical, primarily because of this failure to address the issue of chain migration, which is what, you know, the aspect of our immigration system that most needs to be modernized, and it's causing the most problems for Americans who are affected by immigration.
So Vince and I were discussing this earlier on the show. We were saying that we're just so surprised because when you make a deal with someone, you ask for everything. You put out there, I want this and I want this, and you ask for the whole pie. You ask for everything. It doesn't seem that the White House is doing that here. Are you surprised by that, and why do you think that is?
Well, I am surprised by it. It's very heavy on the border security aspects, which all of which are necessary, but a lot of that is already happening because of the Trump administration policy changes. So we're already making progress on that. For us groups that have studied this for a long time, the issue is how do you offset future legal immigration when you have an amnesty, because you don't want amnesties to encourage more illegal immigration and supercharge chain migration. So without real meaningful cuts in chain migration, there shouldn't be a deal because it just becomes too much immigration. The enforcement is necessary, but that should never be negotiable.
The left is referring to this in the following ways, quote, a bill of cruelty. Also, the Statue of Liberty weeps, we're seeing. Representative Luis Gutierrez says the proposal is a ransom that doesn't pass the laugh test, and also that it would be far cheaper to erect a 50-foot concrete statue of a middle finger and point it towards Latin America. What do you make of the left's reaction here? Is this bill tough, or is it something that they would like?
It is tough on some enforcement now. It doesn't have E-Verify. It doesn't address the problem of sanctuaries, but it does address the problem with the asylum system and the influx of unaccompanied minors and families from Central America. And so, you know, they're not going to like that stuff. But the mistake here is that neither the president nor congressional Republicans have yet challenged Democrats to say, look, you need to choose between an amnesty and future legal immigrants. Are you really willing to sacrifice the legal naturalization program for the Dreamers just to preserve future immigration of more extended people who have not grown up here. So, you know, and I think that, you know, if they had really articulated the choice in those terms, I think that many in the Senate and House would have gone along with that and said, okay, you know, if the DACA amnesty, the Dreamer amnesty, yep, is this important, this is what we're willing to do.
This is a fast-moving story. Glad you could join us on short notice. Thanks this morning, Jessica, for joining Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. 843 here on WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Washington, D.C. area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-300-2966. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-300-2966. That's 1-800-300-2966.
When I went to the Good Feet store, I had a free consultation and free fittings. They allowed me to try on the arch supports, and I started sobbing because I had no pain.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
It's 8:45. Now it's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, here we go. Maryland Beltway. We've had our struggles this morning, but the last of the latest, I should say, of the incidents on the shoulder on the Beltway near River Road, but the spur slow and the Beltway coming around out of Bethesda. So expect those delays with us till we can get that completely cleared. It's now our distraction. Much better through Potomac. River Road inbound at Bradley Boulevard still has some accident activity going on, but you can get through here and no longer the major backup there, so it shouldn't cost you too much extra time on River Road there. Southeast Southwest Freeway slows each direction for Virginia. It's really right as you come past Boundary Channel over the bridge span on the D.C. side, 295 north. We're starting to see some improvement. Delays before you can get up toward the Douglas Bridge exit. Takes you onto the 11th Street Bridge. That's where we had the crash. We have an accident now reported southbound 295 before you get down to Benning Road, so please keep alert there. We've got a lot of stop and goes. So looks like in the backups on the Beltway in Forestville inner loop before you get to Route 4. That's where you had the crash. And for the Virginia Beltway, no worries. You're looking good. Lighter than normal through Annandale and Tyson's. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
On a pretty good run now. Temperatures going way above average the next couple of days. Warmest day of the next few will be tomorrow. Average high 44. Clear today, 51. Tonight will fall back only to 38 degrees. The suburbs will be a little colder. Saturday, sunshine to clouds, 61 degrees. The rain comes in late Saturday night. Chance of rain Sunday. Sunday's highs, low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 30 degrees at 847 on WMAL.
This is an apple. Some people might try to tell you that it's a banana.
It's unbelievable.
They might scream banana, banana, banana over and over and over again.
Banana, banana, banana!
They might put banana in all caps.
Banana!
You might even start to believe that this is a banana.
It's definitely banana!
But it's not. This is an apple.
Thank you, CNN. Thank you. Well, facts first. CNN. Okay, let me tell you about what CNN's up to and see if I can figure out a way to share this with you. I'll just read the headline. We'll start from there. This is. I swear to you, this is CNN yesterday presenting this to the world. Cuckolding can be positive for some couples, study says.
Oh, Lord.
This is unbelievable. Okay, so in case you're not familiar with the terms here, basically the idea is like that, you know, you are letting your wife or significant other cheat on you because you get something out of that. That's great for you. That's CNN's position. They've written an entire piece by this guy. This is a reported piece, not an opinion piece. Ian Kerner is the writer on it at CNN, saying that apparently some people just want their significant other to be with other people. And that's this bizarre phenomenon. CNN insisting upon it, saying, oh, there's studies that prove this. It's a very small study, and it did not involve any straight couples. So, but they're extrapolating.
Wait, so does this mean that they're okay with President Trump's alleged affair with Stormy Daniels? Because that's good,
right,
for his relationship with Melania,
that's
according,
right,
to CNN,
it's coming,
right,
full circle. That's right. No,
So they're behind the president, finally. They're finally support the president.
Yeah.
Congratulations, CNN.
I mean, CNN, as you might expect, was in for a round of mocking yesterday for taking this position. A lot of people giving it the old, this is CNN, of course, presenting it as CNN, ladies and gentlemen. Our friend Joe Concha said that he received an urgent text from a radio booker asking, was that us? No, it wasn't us. Asking if he was available to discuss, quote, the cuckolding advocacy story on CNN.com. And he said, my reply was, I literally have no idea what that is. And then I looked it up. Also, Katrina Pearson tweeting, is this CNN or Cosmo? I'm so confused and grossed out at the same time. What's going on at CNN? And it goes on and on and on. This is peak CNN. Somebody writes, parody is dead. So CNN being read the riot act for more nonsense of late.
Okay, well, just when you think they can't be any more nonsensical than they are. However, they have educated all of us because the three of us, Heather, Vince, and I, did have to get online and look up the definition of that word, which I have to tell you, I thought went back to like the 1500s. Like, I think of Britain and Shakespeare,
yes,
you know, using that word. I'm like, oh, we're going old-timey here.
Thou art a cuckold. No, you're right. Not everyone had to Google the definition here. Let's ease up on the scurrilous allegations.
No. We all did.
Not I, said Vince. Anyway, that's what's going on in CNN. Also, I want to mention this other thing. CNN signed this $25 million deal like a year ago with a YouTube star by the name of Casey Neistat. You've probably seen him. He tests out products and he really enjoys making these cool YouTube videos. He's made a ton of money. Apparently, it's failed. And that experiment is over. They've decided to cut him loose. So, and then all the employees they brought over, they're going to try and find other jobs for them. So Casey Neistat and CNN no longer have that deal.
Oh, that's sad. Sorry to hear that. 6:50 on WMAL. 8:50.
CNN.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
How can you hit your brain's kill switch before it's too late? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Picture this. You're driving down the road, approaching a traffic light, and it turns yellow. You decide to gun it to make it through the intersection, but at the last moment, you spot a cop out of the corner of your eye. Can you change your mind to stop in time? The answer, according to a new study out of Johns Hopkins, depends on how well three distinct areas of your brain communicate. Even more important, how fast they communicate. If you attempt to change your mind in about 100 milliseconds, you most likely can, the researchers say. If it takes you 200 milliseconds or more, which is just less than a quarter of a second, you're still going through with the original plan. That's because the original signal is already on its way to the muscles by then, and that's past the point of no return. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to angieslist.com today.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-457-1337. That's 800-457-1337. 800-457-1337. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's a brand new year, and you've made your New Year's resolutions, haven't you? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Millions of people make resolutions, but most don't stick with them. Give yourself an edge and call us at Edelman Financial Services. For more than 30 years, we've been helping people just like you set goals and create a plan to achieve them. Whether you want a plan for retirement, save for college, buy a second home, or whatever. Take advantage of the new year. You've been wanting to get your personal finances in order, and now's your chance. 35,000 families around the country have turned to Edelman Financial Services for financial planning and investment management. Come see why they've made that choice. We have a local office convenient for you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Enjoy your weekend.
You do as well, Mary. Be safe, everyone. Safe travels. And as we try to wind down this rush hour, couple tough spots still. Maryland Beltway, we've had a couple incidents. Latest one is on the outer loop after River Road, but before you get to the American Legion Bridge. That's the focal point of our delays. But everything's been on the shoulder for a while. We just haven't quite recovered with that volume push tiptoeing past the crash. Now, once you do get past that accident, then across the Legion Bridge, wide open into Tyson's. Virginia Beltway's been lighter than normal, so enjoying that trip. Beltway and Bethesda hung up because of that crash, too. Also seeing some improvement as you come south out of Glen Arden, down past FedEx Stadium field at that area, at the inner loop at Forest Field near Route 4. That crash is gone. No delay at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. All the vehicles on the crash on the inbound 11th Street Bridge have been relocated out of the travel lanes. So now about recovering 295 going northbound. That's our heavy stretch near Malcolm X, and then southbound 295 to get past the incident at Benning Road. So those are our tough spots right now. Update sponsored by Heal.com. Feeling bluish? Well, heal. Get Heal.com today. Medical doctors to your door in 2 hours, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day, including holidays, covered by insurance or $99. H-E-A-L.com. Heal.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll run high pressure out of here eventually, but until then, mild weather on the southwesterly flow. Lots of sunshine today. Cold start, not a bad finish, 51. Tonight, clear 38. Colder suburbs, increasing clouds on Saturday. Very mild, 61. Some light rain Saturday night, chance of rain Sunday. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 33 degrees at 8:57 on WMAL.
Different people need to get around differently. That's why we created Free to Ride, for people just like you, or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, need to get to school or the office, or just like to pick up some coffee and enjoy a day out and about, Reach A Ride has the transportation information that'll get you there. You can reach a ride at reachyouride.org. Easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Have specific needs or need a little extra help? No worries. Reach A Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to with Reach A Ride. Relax and ride with a click or call. Visit reachyouride.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE. Or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Estamos en español también. ReachARide.org.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and this is my main man, Tom, and my other main man, Tom.
Neither rain nor sleet nor gloom of night will keep us from hauling away your junk.
How about a flood?
Not even that.
Tornado?
Nope.
Blizzard?
Nope. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough.
Hey, wasn't that a hit song in 1967?
Brian, I wasn't even born in 1967.
So what are you guys trying to say?
When you've got junk that needs to disappear, all you have to do is point. Don't worry about how or if we can get there. We can. And we will.
I love working with these guys.
We're determined
and highly trained
and incredibly well-equipped.
And we even have a good attitude.
Well, I know I certainly do. I'm not so sure about you, Tom.
Hey, guys, we need to wrap this up.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So people never have to take off work to meet us. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
All right, coming up Monday on Mornings on the Mall, we'll have the wrap-up of the president's trip to Davos. Of course, Joe DiGenova will be with us. And I get the funny feeling something will happen this weekend that will have Joe very invigorated and engaged.
He's always invigorated.
Oh, speaking of invigorated.
Yeah, invigorated?
Invigorated.
Filled with vim and vinegar. Hey, look, we've run out of time. Leather pants, torn shirt, MSNBC sexual fantasies of Donald Trump.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump says his administration is making America great again.
The stock market is smashing one record after another and has added more than $7 trillion in new wealth since my election. Consumer confidence, business confidence, and manufacturing confidence are the highest they have been in many decades.
And Mr. Trump told attendees at the World Economic Forum last hour that 2.4 million jobs have been created since his election, and new unemployment claims are near a half-century low. Meanwhile, it's fake news, the president says. Quote, typical New York Times fake stories.
President Trump dismissing bombshell reports that he ordered the firing of special counsel Robert Mueller last June. A source confirms to CNN that Mr. Trump backed down only after White House counsel Don McGahn threatened to quit rather than carry out the directive.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Since the federal tax overhaul was passed, Maryland tax officials have been doing some number crunching to determine just how Marylanders will be affected.
State Controller Peter Franchot says there's good news for filers.
71% of all Maryland taxpayers are going to receive a tax cut from the federal level.
As for what it'll mean for the state,
I hope the $3 billion plus dollars of disposable income that are going to be in Marylanders' pockets will result in an uptick in economic growth.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
We're learning more about last week's Metro Redline derailment, and Northern Virginia Congresswoman Barbara Comstock is troubled by what she's hearing.
The communications are still a big concern to me, that there's still such a long timeline on the communications working.
Metro's radio system is supposed to be tested weekly, but she says in this case, it wasn't. A Virginia House panel has killed a bill to ban so-called bump stocks, devices like the rapid-fire gun modification used last year by the Las Vegas shooter. In fact, a survivor of the Vegas attack was among those testifying on behalf of the bill in Richmond. South Korea's deadliest fire in almost a decade has ripped through a hospital.
Officials believe the fire started in the emergency room at the 98-bed hospital in the city of Baeryong. Lack safety standards at the hospital are being blamed for the blaze. It's killed at least 37 and injured more than 100, most of them elderly, at least 18 in critical condition, and officials warn the number of dead could rise.
Correspondent Scott Carr. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Patrick Meehan says he will not be seeking re-election. Meehan has been under scrutiny for alleged inappropriate behavior with a longtime female aide. An Eastern Shore man escaped with only minor injuries when his friend and fellow hunter mistook him for a turkey and shot him. Police say 66-year-old Dennis Yoder and 67-year-old James Gilbert set up a hunt within 50 yards of each other the other day. With an obstructed line of sight, Yoder spotted some movement, spotted what he thought was the red and white coloring of a turkey, and fired his shotgun. Yoder drove Gilbert to a hospital where he was treated for pellet wounds to his head, legs, and hand. And that decomposing human foot found in somebody's backyard in Springfield last weekend was not a human foot, after all, experts now say. They say it was likely a bear paw. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 26,393. The Nasdaq at 74,11. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI where you...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.